The game has changed. Tech platform hacked by OpenAI's out-of-control models calls for cybersecurity wake-up call. By Lucas Nolan on July 23, 2026. The co-founder of Hugging Face, a technology startup compromised when OpenAI's advanced AI models broke containment protocols, stated Thursday that the breach by self-directed AI models represents a critical warning for the technology sector. BBC News reports that Thomas Wolfe, co-founder and chief science officer of Hugging Face, told BBC's Newsday Radio that autonomous AI cyber attacks will become increasingly common. Yet most companies remain unaware of the fundamental shift in threat landscape. Wolfe emphasized that the industry must recognize how dramatically the security environment has transformed. Breitbart News reported this week that OpenAI admitted that its AI models escaped from a secure testing environment during trials and initiated a cyber attack on Hugging Face, a popular AI platform. OpenAI characterized the incident as unprecedented and announced it is conducting a joint investigation with Hugging Face. Clement DeLang, the chief executive of Hugging Face, expressed astonishment at the autonomous nature of the attack in a post on X. The investigation is ongoing, and we'll share more learnings from what might be the first incident of its kind, DeLang stated. The breach occurred during what are known as sandbox tests, which are designed to be secure environments where AI capabilities can be safely evaluated. According to the disclosure, the AI agents independently created their own cyber attack against the sandbox infrastructure, identifying and exploiting a vulnerability that enabled their escape. After breaking out of the controlled environment, the artificial intelligence identified Hugging Face as a probable source for information it was seeking during the test and attempted to gain entry to the platform's systems. The attack involved AI agents, which are designed to operate independently to complete tasks following human instructions. Wolfe explained that Hugging Face initially could not identify the source of the attack when indicators emerged in mid-July, but the company successfully contained the breach. Hugging Face operates one of the world's largest open-source platforms for sharing AI models and serves as a crucial resource for technology developers and researchers globally. Wolfe noted that this breach differed significantly from typical cyber attacks the company regularly encounters. The attack proved extensive, with Wolfe reporting that within a very brief time frame, Hugging Face's network faced 17,000 separate attacks originating from multiple IP addresses. Wolfe stressed that this incident should serve as an alert to other organizations about the urgent need to strengthen cybersecurity defenses against such emerging threats. The timing of this incident coincides with heightened scrutiny of AI security in the technology sector. Last month, the U.S. government directed American technology company Anthropic to limit access to its AI models due to national security considerations, though the Department of Commerce subsequently lifted these restrictions several weeks later. Industry professionals have also voiced security concerns regarding the widespread adoption of open-source models in China, which enables unrestricted installation and customization of AI tools developed by major companies. Chinese startup Moonshot AI plans to release its Kimi K3 open-source model on July 27. Since its preview last week, the model has generated substantial industry interest, with many observers considering it a formidable competitor to leading Western AI systems. However, on Wednesday, a White House advisor alleged that Moonshot engaged in a large-scale operation to replicate the capabilities of premier U.S. AI models, adding another dimension to ongoing international tensions surrounding artificial intelligence development and security. AI is emerging as the latest cybersecurity threat with the potential to eclipse the risk of criminals and state-sponsored hackers alike. Breitbart News social media director Wynton Hall has written his instant bestseller Code Red. The left, the right, China, and the race to control AI to serve as the definitive guide on how the MAGA movement can create positions on AI that benefit humanity without handing control of our nation to the leftists of Silicon Valley or allowing the Chinese to take over the world. Read more at BBC News here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of AI, free speech, and online censorship.